You have a long list of things to deal with. Check dry eye symptoms off with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your dry eyes. Refresh Reliva PF Extra includes moisture-locking technology that prevents further irritation and gives you lasting relief. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers, FSA and HSA eligible.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Okay, I guess, does anyone know where Brooke is? She was supposed to land, right?
Yeah, I think so.
My texts aren't going through to her, though. I'm trying. We have to start, though, because I have a hard out today. I have that rash that I need to get. It's spreading quickly. Do we have anyone else, like, here today that could we just, I can do it solo. I'd rather do it with somebody, though.
Hey,
let's do we have
what?
Do we have anyone else at all? Hey, Cody, a good haircut.
Thank you.
Like that.
You don't want to do it?
No, I do. I want to keep options open just in case. Oh my God! Okay, yes. Like sometimes you don't know what you need until it's right in front of you. I would love for you to sit down. Hi, Kelsey.
Wow.
Kelsey. No. I wanted to say it correctly. I wanted to say, guys, we have Kelsey Coe in the studio today.
That's me.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today.
How are you?
Before we get started,
yeah.
I'm not wearing my wedding ring. And I just feel like I should just say that was an accident. I'm not wearing any jewelry. I don't want the rumors to get going, you know? That was an accident. We were running late, so I couldn't go back and get it.
People are so in tune, too. They're really dialed into all the details.
They probably would be.
Someone saw a new mole on my neck last week.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm glad you addressed that right off the bat.
That's kind of crazy. Did you get it checked out?
No.
You should.
I should. But I just wanted to say, I think we'll be talking about ZocDoc at some point during this.
I love ZocDoc.
Me too. I am going to the doctor, and it's going to be probably like a whole day, if not several visit situation, because I've got the list. I've got the running list.
Okay.
It's been so many years. I think like right around when I met you is when I started my journey towards securing health insurance.
Oh my God.
And I finally got it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God. Well, you're going to have to go to a dermatologist for the mole. ZocDoc, it's fine. You can easily find one. I actually love
it. Is that the same thing as a doctor though? Like I can just go with my health insurance to the dermatologist?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Dermatologists are doctors.
Because my ass just found out about a deductible.
Yes.
Get insurance, they said. It'll be great, they said. By the way, on top of that insurance, go ahead and pay us some cash.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It is.
Yeah.
To stay alive.
Yeah, but it's worth it. And now you can get your moles checked out.
Is it worth it?
It is worth it.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what it would be if you went to get that mole checked out on your full dime. It'd be expensive.
I know. You know, I just watched someone's
More
stories.
More expensive.
We've never claimed to be a medical podcast, but I just saw someone's Instagram story, and I'm not giving advice at all. And I don't want to test this theory either, because
I love to know where this is
going.
I'm
a person with health insurance. But Andrew Michon, a comedian, he posted on his story the other day that he just like got a bill and it was like extremely high and he was like, I'm not paying that. That seems really high. And they were like, oof, you're right. And they cut it to like 1/10.
What? That sounds fake.
It sounds fake.
Did they know who he was or something?
I don't know, because he did follow it up with an announcement for one of his comedy shows. So I'm not sure if that was clickbait or it was going to...
I feel like...
It was supposed to boost the algorithm so that the next story would have more views, but it worked on me. He's getting...
That's true,
I think,
yeah.
He might have a show coming up.
He just believed it.
Everyone should check out his show. Okay, can you negotiate your medical bills? Yes, it can be done.
What?
The billing departments of healthcare facilities and medical offices are used to negotiating...
That's like so annoying to me because you know what? It's like you're sick. Like you probably like maybe you just gave birth. You want to get on the phone and be like, I think that this should be less money.
Can I get a 100? Can I get a 200? Can I get a? Shut up, bitch. Can I get 300?
That's just crazy.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have to do that.
You got to barter. We're gonna hit the flea market. Then we're gonna hit urgent care.
Have you ever bartered at a flea market?
You know, I'll be like, can you take a little bit less? I only brought a 20. And they're like, I don't have change. I'm like, okay, then take the 20. That's as far as I'll go.
I've never even attempted. I'm way too uncomfortable. My cousin Julia, you know Julia.
Yeah, I know Julia.
I went with her. I took her to a flea market here once and she was like really good at it. And I was like, you can do that? I had no idea that that's like people did that.
That's the bread and
butter.
They
could be like, this is $4,000. And I'd be like, absolutely.
And it should be.
Like, and I should, and like, not that I like should or could give them $4,000, but like, I like will accept whatever they tell me.
Know your worth at the end of the day.
I think maybe I should work on that.
Oh, I was talking about the person selling his.
That's true.
His
but for me personally, I should know my worth and be like,
yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Sorry
to cut you off on the medical bill thing. It was kind of starting to stress me out.
No, that's the important thing about tangents is that they're important. Well, I'm so excited to have
People do always say that.
I'm so excited to have you on today.
Me too.
We were just saying, we haven't seen each other in a couple months.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
And we love to hang out. Like, we hang out as friends.
Yeah.
Like, we see each other often, I feel.
Yeah, we do.
So it's sad when I don't see you for a long time.
Well, it's interesting because I was saying, like, right when you guys moved.
Yeah.
I moved way close to you.
Right.
And I can't help but feel like that timing...
It was odd.
Was odd.
Yeah, it was a little bit odd.
Yeah.
But I do want to make it clear it wasn't personal.
Coincidence.
It was a coincidence. But, you know, I think that it keeps...
No such thing as coincidences.
It keeps... There are.
I'm just kidding.
It keeps some of the mystery alive.
It does. Like, where are you? Where do you live now?
Yeah. And also, like, if we were, like... If we lived too close to get, like, for too long, I feel like things would have gotten, like...
Out of hand.
Like, out of hand.
You need to miss your friends sometimes. You really do.
Yeah.
And we ran into each other one single time in Venice.
Yes.
And it was lovely.
It was beautiful.
We were both going, like, or both, Cody as well, going to get caught, both groups of us, both units,
yes.
Both households.
Yes.
Walking to get coffee and we
right.
came back. And
you were going to the bank, if I remember correctly.
I was.
Yeah.
That's another one that blows my mind.
A
physical bank. Like,
yeah, it was crazy that you were walking
like,
to the
like,
bank. Is this New York?
I'm heading to the bank.
Yeah, it was really odd. Like, for what were
you
doing?
Well, you didn't see
there?
The gun and the huge sack in my back pocket. You wondering how I can afford my new house? It was a stick up, babe. That's why I was going so early.
No, yeah, no, that makes sense.
No, I was trying to open a new account and get a checkbook.
It's also crazy because that bank, like, is terrifying.
It is home of the loveliest group of employees of Bank of America.
Really?
That you have
I've
ever
never
met.
Been inside because to me it feels like it says Bank of America outside, but inside, like, it's just an empty room.
I wanted them to put, I was like, you guys should really put a bar in here because it was, they were playing great music. I was
okay.
Like, this is so much better than any other bar on the street. And they're like, this is a bank. And I was like, well, you guys were fun. Like, you guys would probably make a mean margarita. I don't know. It was a good time. I ended up having to go like 3 or 4 times because they were like, you have no necessary documentation. And I was like, well, that's why I'm here, because I'm trying to get a second credit card.
You did seem to be showing up quite empty handed.
It was, yeah. I brought not even an ID.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you thinking?
I don't know.
Okay.
Early.
That's also like, luckily I have a purse. And so I feel like things are just in there.
Luckily I have purse.
I said a purse.
Oh, a purse.
I have a purse, I said.
I have purse.
Luckily I have purse.
I have purse. I have shoe. I have hat on head. What you have, Kels?
I'm just saying my shit's just happens Kels, to be there.
You have no ring. You leave home.
My ring home.
Okay.
Wait, remember when you called me on this podcast talking like a baby?
Oh, yeah. TVT. We were doing baby voices, like prank calls for baby voices. And I called Kelsey and I was like, hey, Kelsey, how you doing? Like, I don't know why.
How are you?
How are you? You thought I was doing like a New Yorker accent. Like, baby is like the most ground zero accent you can possibly do, like impression. And I went full, like, can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese?
It's kind of hard.
It's hard.
Baby is hard.
I've historically have trouble mixing my accents together. Like, I'll start doing a British and it goes straight into like
Australian,
but and then straight to Texas, like redneck. Okay.
So they're not your strong suit.
They're not. They've never been. And we've never claimed to be an impressions podcast.
That's true. But you could be.
I feel like
Brooke would be good at them.
She won't do one. She won't even do an accent.
I totally get that.
Yeah. No.
It's begged. But it's really hard when someone like is like, do it. Do it. Do it. You know?
Dance, so why monkey.
Yeah. I'll do something like a bunch of times if no one's really paying attention. And then the minute they're like, wait, Kelsey, do that impression of blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no.
I suddenly am paralyzed. I can't figure
out
what I was
doing. I've never actually spoken.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. But I could do it if you don't ask.
Yeah.
So maybe next time, don't ask Brooke to do it. You do one and be like, oh my God, don't they talk like this? La, 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 la. And then she'll be like, yeah, they're so like, la, 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 la. And then
she wants to jump in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she'd be good at it too.
I know she'd be good at it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Oh. Ugh, look at her up there, I miss her.
Should we give her a call?
Yeah, wasn't she on a plane?
So guys, that was all improv earlier. It was horrible. Cody walked in. I was like, fuck, what was I going to say?
No, we were laughing back
okay,
there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I meant to say congrats on 6 million subs on YouTube to Cody.
Oh, we can let him
Coaster.
Know.
When he gets back in here, we'll tell him. Scream at him.
He would appreciate that.
Let's see.
Call
Lady Efron.
Isn't she on a plane or is she already home?
She's here. I think her sleep schedule is so out of whack that she's awake. Sleeping. Oh, no. She texted me. I'll be awake until I have to buy my 1975 tickets at 9:58.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi,
Kel. I miss you.
I miss you. Thank you so much for filling in for me.
Oh, yes. My God. You're so welcome. I feel like I could never do you justice, but I'm happy to try.
You do me justice every day just by existing. I'm feeling embarrassed that I'm just like completely home.
Oh, my God.
And not still abroad at all, by the way.
You've also posted more on your Instagram story this morning than I saw you post on your whole entire 10-day European vacation.
I've never been more awake. I thought I was going to be dead. And also, my original flight was supposed to get in at like 2 a.m. last night, but they had moved forward with canceling that an hour before departure and leaving me in Lisbon. Yeah. So I got on a new one for the small price of 2,000 euros.
Good. That's great.
And I got in much earlier. Small price to pay.
Listen, I feel like you deserve a day off.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elsie. That means the world.
Anytime.
I'm missing you guys. I kind of wish I was there.
We're missing you so much. We wish you could be here, but we know you're traveling.
Yeah, I'm really booked solid. So
yeah, where are you right now?
You know.
Are you in bed?
No, I'm on the couch.
Wait, did you get 1975 ticks?
No, they're going on at 10.
How are you feeling? What time is it?
We're getting close.
I'm feeling good. Does anyone want a ticket? Yeah.
I would actually maybe love. Wait, what day is the concert?
It is October 2nd.
Oh, jeez.
At the Hollywood Bowl. Whoever wants.
Oh my God! Wait, I kind of want to go.
As well.
Yeah, get Cody, okay. Connor, and I tickets.
And Izzy. Okay.
That's probably like 2,000 euros.
But it's a small price to pay.
I'm getting the best tickets possible, so.
No, I kind of need to see that. So yeah, I would love for you to snag us all. Yeah, just get five. Just snag five if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, that's perfect.
Awesome.
Have you guys talked about the submarine yet?
We're getting there. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts so far?
I don't know. I was just curious.
And like, Brooke, I want to encourage you, if you have a ton of thoughts on the submarine. I guess we already phoned you in. I was like, you could probably make it for the end and we could save it.
I know. Well, I can't because I have 1975 tickets going.
Right.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
I could make it for the bonus probably.
You know what? Just focus on one battle at a time. And this next one is Maddie Healy.
Okay, my thoughts on the submarine.
Okay, we're going to hit the submarine.
Yeah, give us the submarine thoughts because I don't really have a lot.
Well, tell me now, Connor, like you're still more scared of space than the deep sea?
For sure. And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, the Titanic is my favorite movie. Titanic's my favorite movie. I'll watch that back to back to back if the opportunity was presented. I don't know. I love the ups. I love the downs. I love.
It's a big down.
Yeah. All the way down.
It's really low down.
Yeah. 2.4 miles down, actually, to be precise.
Were you a Titanic kid?
Is that 13,000 feet?
Just about, Brooke, yeah. And thank you for bringing it up. Thank you for bringing it up. And for our metric listeners using the metric system, can't help you there. We've never claimed to be a metric system podcast.
We need one of those, though.
Hey, watch this space.
Yeah.
So, Brooke, you're not going to catch me. Like, if I'm a billionaire and I have an option to go to space this afternoon or the mall, I'm going to the mall.
Yeah.
But as a billionaire, I don't know. My thoughts on both of these options is, like, I don't understand how billionaires, the least probable person to be bored, are so bored that they're going to get in any sort of vessel and leave.
Wait, but would you go to the mall or the Titanic?
I'm choosing the mall based on the track record.
Yeah, but you would have gone to the Titanic.
I may
you
have
would
gone.
You would have gone to see the wreckage. Like you like it that much. Either one of you.
Well,
oh no, I would rather die on land.
I totally understand that.
What do you think, Kels?
I wouldn't have gone on the submarine. You know, I was watching a Mary-Kate and Ashley movie the other day, and they said that the easiest way to get to Hawaii was by submarine. Isn't that kind of insane of them?
Maybe these billionaires should have reached out to both Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
For advice before
yeah,
departure.
Taking the trek.
I had some thoughts in my notes, actually, that I'm going to pull up.
Well, do you know about the three possibilities of what could have happened to it as of this point? Because I'd be happy to share.
Okay, yeah, jump in.
Give us the three possibilities, okay. Brooke.
Three things that could have happened so far. One, it's floating on the surface.
Right.
But they can't get out because you can only open it.
It's screwed in from the outside.
And they'll just die on the surface because there's no oxygen unless people find it in time. They've got like 20 hours left or something.
22.
And the second possibility is that it exploded in on itself under the water, which I think people are saying is like the best way to go.
Because you would die right away.
Because you would just die instantly instead of the third option, which is they're stuck under the Titanic and they would just either die a slow death of no oxygen, or people are saying they're probably reverting to cannibalism, which is crazy.
I wonder, I don't think that they're that hungry at this point. They probably packed food. I think that they're just, someone's farting. And like, that was my initial thought. It's like, that's like, someone definitely is gassy. Like when I go on a plane, I'm like,
maybe it's the opposite effect when you go under though.
Skinny. Yeah. They're shitting and puking.
100%. And
pissing.
Maybe we should all book a submarine to go see the submarine wreckage.
Do you think that's going to be the next?
People said they're about to start doing that. Rich people.
No, listen. I think everybody's going to be fine.
Me too.
I'm going to just like, let's just, I don't want to think about them being stuck underneath the Titanic eating each other. That's like, that's insane to think about.
Yeah, I obviously hope everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Me too.
I saw this other thing.
Right.
Because people are already making jokes about it, which seems crazy. Like, way too soon because it's still going on.
Right.
But I saw this thing that's like, we're having trouble, like, empathizing with them because it's not something that can just, like, happen to everyone. You just can't.
Right.
I feel like people should maybe just be empathetic about the people that are like stuck on in the deep sea regardless.
So
yeah, no, I'm not having an issue feeling empathy.
I didn't think you were, just to be clear.
I would also like to talk about their friends and family that are probably not doing well, except the stepson of the billionaire who is at a Blink-182 concert because he feels like his family would like him to be there to get his mind off things. That is a real fact. He posted it on Twitter and tagged.
He said that?
He tagged Tom DeLonge and Travis Barker. And there's a meme going around of Kourtney Kardashian holding a sign up that says, Travis, my stepfather is stuck underneath the Titanic in a submarine. I mean, like, you can't write
did
this
stuff. I did see the tweet that was like, you know, he's singing at the top of his lungs. Where are you?
Like the stepson is.
He's trying to take his mind off things. Everybody copes differently.
But tweeting and tagging Tom DeLonge.
Listen, I'm really just like,
everyone copes in their own way.
Maybe Tom can help.
There's a lot of nuances in the stepson stepfather relationship, I bet.
That's so true, Brooke. That's why we need you here.
I guess that's kind of irrelevant.
At Blink-182, at Tom DeLonge, at Travis Barker, at Mark Hoppus. My stepdad Hamish is on the submarine lost at sea. I'm devastated, but coming up to the San Diego show tonight so you guys can give me hope and cheer me up.
Okay, that's a little thirsty. That's a little thirsty.
Wait, he included the link.
I'm sorry. The asking them to cheer him up is pretty wild. They're stuck at sea, but I'm coming tonight, so maybe you guys could cheer me up and take me backstage, and maybe I could meet you, and you could bring me on stage.
And then maybe with that hope,
if you guys do that, maybe you'll save all of those people that are in the submarine. If you guys do that, my stepdad,
for my stepdad, Hamish. After all, Hamish.
I'd love to think I would never in a million years do that.
Would you do that?
No.
Brooke, let me, who would you reach out to?
I
was going to say, let's paint a picture. Say you don't get 1975 tickets in about 8 minutes.
Who in your family is stuck in the submarine?
I'm
stuck.
Let's say Connor's in a submarine.
Yeah, what if I was in a submarine?
Would you reach out to Maddie Healy to get help?
Connor, I know for a fact you would 100% want me to ethically clout chase in your honor.
Brooke, I know you would need to ethically clout chase your stepfather Hamish to get me out of that submarine.
100%.
And by the way, I know, is it Hamish or Hamish?
I was just reading Hamish, but I mean, like, how, I don't know.
I think it's Hamish.
Oh, it is?
Hamish sounds like a farter.
Who said yeah so confidently?
Luke.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, it's Hamish. It says Ham.
Hey, Mish.
You don't know that for sure. You don't know what his parents were really thinking when they named him, is all I'm saying. It's spelt like Hamish.
Well, his nickname would be Ham, and people are going to be like, short for Hamish? No, it's actually short for
Hamish.
Ham sandwich.
Oh my gosh, the tickets are seeming really pricey.
Okay, well, remember to multiply them by 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
Just to put it in perspective before you click buy. Also, you should check out SeatGeek.
Yeah.
SeatGeek.
I'm sure SeatGeek could be really helpful with this. I love SeatGeek. If only they had a way to help us.
Well, Kelsey, I'm glad you brought that up. They do. Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring. Brooke?
Yeah?
I'm gonna let you go because
What else have you guys talked about?
Nothing.
Well, we were
so
just
far.
Kind of we getting just, into it.
We were trying to call you before you were gonna be incapacitated, which it seems like you're totally incapacitated.
I actually am kind of feeling myself becoming more incapacitated as time goes on.
Well, my right arm is shockingly sore from holding my phone.
Yeah, his little fingers are getting tired.
I'll let you let me go,
Brooke. We love you.
Love you so much. I'll text you immediately, if not sooner, about my ticket success.
Okay. Yeah, let us know.
Keep everyone updated.
Thank you.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you, Brooke.
Bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Wow.
Love Brooke to death.
Love her.
So her birthday was, what, like 3 days ago? 4 days ago? Yeah. 3 days ago? And I was in Hawaii over the weekend, and every DM I got, Brooke's birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
I think they thought I left my wedding ring at home.
I
know when Brooke's birthday is. Thank you so much.
People, like the parasocial relationships really tend to take a toll, I feel, a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, we have this inside joke where we call each other coworkers.
Yeah.
And it's like that Dwight Schrute thing where it's like, it is your birthday.
Right.
Period. Yeah, yeah. And so I always say, like, happy birthday to my coworker.
Right.
Brooke.
Yeah.
And I got ripped to goddamn shreds in my DMs. Like, really? Are you serious? That's what you do? I'm like, I'm fully texting Brooke right now.
Yeah. Like, it's also like a joke.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, since we have this like very serious, hard hitting podcast with tons of information, people don't see us as like the joking type.
That's so true.
Online. So.
That is really true.
Did you have any more thoughts on the submarine?
I didn't even have any to begin with. Honestly, are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. I kind of got worried for you for a second.
No.
You almost choked on your snot. Wait, you know
I don't have snot.
Talk about? You know what I was like thinking about the other day?
What?
Why like the drunk TikToks that we make?
They're like, so funny.
They're so bad. Like, no, I was looking at one yesterday, and I was like, why did the three of us stand there and think, yep, we should definitely, yeah, the Kit Kat one. Like, I'm like this. Like, my eyes are half open. I'm literally like, you know what? You're not you when you're hung. Like, I'm like, I can't even speak. And then we all look at each other, and we're like, post
my favorite part is we used to drink and then we would film these TikToks thinking that they're brilliant ideas.
The DD one.
The DD. What's the funniest part was we'd always film them in the kitchen with that huge, very reflective window. So anytime we'd film from this side, there's one person in frame and the other two are like this, getting ready to talk.
Just standing
like
there.
This. And there's one person it's like
so
really
true.
And then both sides. It's like
it's so bad. Like
it's so bad.
But and then the shout out to Carly Aquilino one. When I made you tag her in the just put her in the caption.
Was it this one?
When we were dancing. And you ate the banana.
We danced to which is just
I
like,
feel like falling in love.
Cuffed by Beyonce. Beyonce. Carly's in town this week.
She's not.
Yeah.
What?
She texted me yesterday.
Oh my God.
We should all go.
Should we hang
something? On? Yeah.
No, I DM'd her once.
Well, we can.
I DM'd her once. She didn't respond, and she doesn't follow me, and I was embarrassed.
She's a lovely girl.
I mean, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, we should. We should. Let's. We'll offline about
no.
this.
No. No, I would be so awkward. I'd be like this.
The
Are you
other
doing a
one,
comedy show tonight?
I'm not. No, not tonight.
Oh, I just feel like you do them every Wednesday.
I do the one every Wednesday, or not every Wednesday, like once a month Wednesdays at Aviator Nation.
Yeah, I know.
It's coming up.
I want to go.
You guys should come.
I want to.
Oh, there's also that one video that I can't remember. Good segue, because it's just funny. There's one video of us getting... And we would do this every single time we would like leave a bar is get a hot dog from the street meat lady. And there's a video that I posted when you guys got engaged of like, it's on my Instagram of me like trying to feed you the hot dog. And we're having the most genuine laughter, but I don't think it was fun. It's not even funny besides us laughing.
No. So, and the thing is like, I'm so terrified of getting food poisoning. That, like, I will not eat one of those.
Oh, they're so good.
I know. Like, everybody loves them. But I'm so scared of getting sick that I won't eat one. And I think I was, like, uncomfortable laughing when you were trying to, like, force feed it.
Let's not. Let's not take that out of context. Well, and Cody was there. Is Cody in the room with us right now? Cody was there. Oh, there it is.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Well, Why did I do butthole lips too? Like I turned, man, I was going through a phase at that point.
Oh, we were so like young and fun.
Oh,
cute. Why? Cute. I mean, I will never forgive myself for wearing that fucking jacket.
Through more eras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's Taylor Swift's Eras Tour.
Eras Tour.
He is like, he has the most versatile hair.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
No, I mean, this is my favorite right now.
Yeah, he does look good. I told him like 20 times yesterday that he looks good.
Oh, sexy mama.
That's so embarrassing. I did not mean for that to be sexy.
You're such a DJ wife. Babe, you look so good up there, babe.
Oh, God, you look so hot.
DJ wife, yeah, you're going full. You got a full leather outfit, 6-inch heels in the bag. You look so fucking good up there, babe, with that haircut. I love your mullet, babe.
That's exactly what it's like.
What's it like going to Vegas like constantly?
Oh my God, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yes, you love it.
I fucking love it.
You're
up there.
Obsessed with it up
I'm
there.
Obsessed with it. When I walk into that fucking casino and I smell the air, I know what's coming for me that night.
Emphysema.
I just love it so much. I mean, I can't get enough of it. And I'm happy that I get to go so often.
You're glowing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's what
you've got that.
Tell me.
You've got that Vegas glow.
Yeah, it's like a dull yellow.
You've got that encore pool party glow.
Athlete's foot. Mm-hmm.
Staph infection.
You should come one time though.
I would love to.
It's fun for like a one off for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it ended up happening where I have several actual close friends that are DJs that go encore and play shows. We've got Nico Sway.
Classic. Of course, Nico.
Disco Lines.
Nico and Sway.
Nico and Sway.
Love him.
Nico and Slay.
Are there two of them?
Yeah.
I've only met one.
You've only met Nico, yeah. But
do
I'm
we
sure
call him Nico?
Yeah.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like, I call him Nick.
I call him Nick.
Well, there was a longest time where I thought Nico was a nickname. And then we are very, very close friends. And that's when it was apparent that his name's Nico.
Oh, my God.
Which he probably thought, he nicknamed me immediately and it stuck.
Wait, his name is Nico?
His name's Nico.
Oh, that's horrifying. I'm usually just like, hey. And Dev.
Feels like a, and Dev. Dev.
Yeah, she's so sweet. Okay, anyway.
Anyway,
sorry. Keep naming all the DJ friends.
No, I mean, that's
Nico
that's
and
like
Swag, Disco Lines,
it's just, it's
Cody.
It's interesting, two friends. It's interesting how many of them there are, and they're all like in this circle, and I love all of them.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. I love going to their shows. It's fun when you know the DJ.
Yeah. Remember Cody's DJ show at Winston House?
Yeah. That was his first, like, thing, and Dylan Francis was there, right?
Yeah.
And he was stiff as a board.
Yeah. And I was very drunk.
We were all very drunk.
Yeah. We were the support team, and we really made sure that he felt celebrated.
I feel bad for saying he was stiff, but I'm saying that because now I've been watching videos and stuff, and like he's like full blown.
Well, I think he was
now
a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I was nervous. I think that's why we were drunk.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I did the whole thing that Brooke says she does at my comedy shows where she gets drunk on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't really drink at my shows because I'm like not wanting.
Yeah.
To
you have
do
to take one for the team.
Yeah. But like when you're in the crowd and that's your friend up there or your husband.
Yeah.
Then.
Were we married? I don't think we were married yet.
You weren't.
No, we weren't.
Winston House. I love Winston House.
Yeah. Hit or miss.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I love when Cody performs there that one time.
I love that one time that Cody performed.
That was such a fun night.
We went and
saw
Hosier there randomly. Like,
yeah. No, I was with you that night.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We left early.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great place. We have so many friends that are DJs now. I was going to tell you this.
Okay.
Because it's so funny. It was another night that we were leaving a bar and we were walking home and my cousin Logan, whose birthday it was this week, and this is going to come full circle. It's a funny story.
There's not many people I love more than Logan.
She's a special, special girl.
One of the most special people I've ever met in my life.
So funny. One special thing about my cousin Logan is that she can pee anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell this story. I feel like it's fine. She wouldn't care.
Okay.
Because when she has to go, she has to go. And everyone, you know, I'm a supporter of...
Free pee.
Free the pee.
Free the pee.
And one of these nights, we were walking somewhere.
We were walking back to our house.
Right.
Can I just be clear with the distance that that is?
Yeah.
So the bar, like the bar to our house.
Right.
Maybe like... 7 minute walk.
When this girl has to go, she has to go. There's
short walk.
There's no telling her to stop. So anyways, we are coming home and she decides like it's now or never. And she pulls over and there's one or two people with her.
By the way, you can see our house where she is.
Oh yeah, no. We were across the street.
Yeah, we were where you basically live. Home.
It's almost like I'm going to do it because I'm a powerful woman and I'm going to stop and I'm going to pee here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's on the side of the curb, whatever. She goes to pee, and someone who resides in the bushes jumps out and makes a noise I've never heard before. It was like Eliza Thornberry's younger brother, and I forget his name, but he goes,
Donnie. What is it? Donnie.
Donnie hops out of the bushes and attacks Logan, and her pants are around her ankles. And she's wobbling, and then one of the guys picks her up and runs with her pants off and runs her away from this woman who is trying to attack her.
Yeah, I ran away. I heard 1 ounce of commotion, and I thought, I'm absolutely not taking part of any of this.
Yeah, no.
I'm going home because I can see where my house is.
Yeah, why not?
So I might as well just hop over there.
Anyways, someone had taken, one of her friends took a photo of her on the side of the road, like peeing one time outside of a bar.
Okay.
This is a story that is either going to be very relatable for some, and if nothing else, it's transparent. And I'll call and confirm if we should cut this or not. After.
Got it.
But one of her girlfriends like took a photo, and there was a car pulling out right behind her with those lights that look like Miley Cyrus's eyes, like blue eyes. Like, get her some brown contacts, please. I'm literally shaking. That kind of vibe. And it illumified her pee string in the photo.
Sounds really pretty.
And our friend Hunter got shirts made for Maui.
No.
With the most famous waterfall in Maui. But instead of the waterfall, you see the top of her leg at the top of the image, and then it's a gorgeous landscape, but it's her pee string going down.
Wait,
and
that's,
it's Logan's 30th
that's
birthday.
That's beautiful.
It was honestly like the funniest thing ever. I'll bring you guys a shirt.
I would
if you
love
want.
A pee shirt.
It's so funny. And her theme of her birthday was beauty fades, dumb is forever. And and Hunter made the things, and he spelled the location of where we were wrong. On accident. So it's just like that city doesn't exist, like Kihei, Maui. I'm like, it doesn't exist, but all together that was really fun.
Happy birthday, Logs. We love you.
Happy birthday. You guys have been in Australia for so long.
We're still there. Yeah, we've been in Australia for so long.
You guys just got back from Australia? Like,
yeah,
you were there for so long.
You made it seem like we're currently there right now.
Oh, sorry. Past tense.
Yes, you guys were.
You guys were in Australia for so long.
Yes, we were.
Walk us through that.
Okay.
I've never been to Australia, so
it was cool.
Yeah.
Pretty solid. Cody had a race.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of, like, we just did a lot of race stuff, and then we explored what is the beautiful Sydney, Australia.
Sydney's cool, right?
Yeah. I think you would really like it there.
I think so, too.
I feel like you should go. Like, I feel like it's a place for you.
It's a really interesting thing about, like, the TMG fan base. There's a ton of Australians. And I was looking at, you guys posted some photo of, I think you guys went to a wedding, right?
Yeah, in London, yeah.
Oh, in London?
Yeah.
Okay. That was Australia.
Oh, con. So we went
to
Australia.
It's hard to keep up, you guys.
No,
you're jet setters.
I know.
Sheesh.
We were in Australia. Went home for a couple weeks, went to London.
Okay.
Just got back from London.
I was going to say, so wherever you were was, I guess, must have been a very, very small town because the comments were like, why the hell are you guys here?
Yes.
Yeah.
In London.
In London. Okay. That makes more sense.
Does it change? Like, do you want to, so should I keep going on Australia?
No, please. I want to hear about Australia. I've been to London.
I love London.
I like London when the weather's nice.
Yeah, it was nice. It was kind of hot.
Yeah. I like it because I like sitting in parks.
Okay. You would love Australia.
I think I would.
Yeah, you
I
should
love Canada
go.
A lot.
I love Canada.
I feel like it could be kind of the same except entirely different.
Yeah, it's just a little bit further.
Yeah. And how far is it? Because Bali's exactly across the other side of the world, and I've been to Bali.
Okay.
And Australia's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
The flight was like 15 hours. Yeah, it was a long one. It was long, and it was just weird to be like, if you've been to Bali, you know. It's weird to be like on a different day than everyone.
Yeah.
You just feel like really disconnected from everyone.
And you do have to just like lean into that. Like you send emails when you can send emails, and you just know that you're not going to get a response until midnight, and it's going to be a day by day.
That part I'm honestly fine with.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm bad at answering emails to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like I have an excuse when I'm in a different part of the world.
Yeah.
But when I'm home, I'm like just lazy.
Yeah.
But when I'm in Australia, it's like, sorry, I'm responding to this so late. I'm in Australia.
I'm traveling.
And everyone's like, oh my God, do not worry about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So that's work-wise, it's kind of nice.
I'm really bad at that. That whole like, I'm anytime I travel, I'm like, I'm on. You can hit me. I will respond.
Oh.
Text me. I've always done that.
Mm.
I've never been on a trip and been like, do not hit me up.
I've never said do not hit me up. I've just more like just answered when I answered.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, I'm traveling.
Yeah.
You need to put less pressure on yourself, Con.
I think it's because working at startups like really early on gave me like a bit of trauma where I'm like, my phone needs to be, because they would text me, you know, when I was at my other jobs, like they would text me at 4 a.m. and be like, we need this actually right
yeah.
now. So my phone was always, that's why I can't sleep with my phone on not do not disturb, because the vibration of my phone will wake me up from sleep, like one text.
Yeah. I think that now you're your own boss.
Yeah.
And so you need to, you can give yourself any rules you want. So you need to be a little bit more gentle with yourself.
Maybe I'll start smoking cigarettes.
No, I don't mean like that. But.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Maybe every once in a while you could smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a fun little treat.
Thanks, Kelsey.
You're welcome.
Maybe when I come see Cody in Vegas, I'll smoke a cigarette inside.
That'd be crazy.
And lean into the emphysema bit.
Yeah, that's the beauty of casinos.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
They never stop.
Never.
It's so funny. You're just like, you're kind of a different font of Brooke. Because like the nurturing thing where it's like you need to be more gentle on yourself. Maybe smoke just one cigarette every once in a while. I don't even smoke cigarettes, but I might now because I feel so encouraged.
I feel like that's why I'm a good sit-in,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's so easy.
I hope so.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
When's the last time you traveled with like a group of people?
Well, I was just with like six people in London.
Yeah. Okay.
But we didn't travel to London together and home together.
Gotcha.
We met in London.
When's the last time you've been on like a trip with a group of people where you're like all
on a plane?
To go do something or like meet somewhere, but like the trip is being planned within a group of people.
I would say this past trip to London, or we're in Tahoe next in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Why? Is it frustrating to you?
No, I just think there's a lot of like interesting nuances of it that people don't really talk about. And it's like every time I forget about these things.
Yeah.
And like there should be a rule book or like a guideline list to follow. Like this last trip that I just went on.
Yeah.
There was about half of us that wanted to go do hikes and waterfalls and push ourselves and go surf and dive and everything. And the other half wanted to
sit,
move from the pool to the beach and then back to the pool bar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then back to the beach bar.
Right.
And relax.
Yeah.
I'm not like a relaxer. I sit down for 10 minutes and I'm like, oh, I flew here. I really want to like go do something.
Okay. Interesting.
So I think like communication, right?
Yeah. So, but does it like, do you feel like everybody should be doing the same thing?
No. My biggest thing, because my mom's like this, is like everyone can do their own thing. I'm going to go do this. Don't get mad at me because I'm splitting off from the group because I want to go do this.
Right.
You're welcome to come.
Yeah. Was there like, were people getting mad because there was like some separation happening?
No. But like, I felt guilty. But like, everyone was like, don't feel guilty. Go do the...
You got to do what you got to do.
Go do the mountain hike.
I feel like when it comes to like a group planning situation, I won't make a peep, really. Yeah. I just will like sit back. I'll do whatever.
It's important to have someone that will.
And if I don't want to do something, I just won't do it.
Yeah.
I'm a sitter. Like I'll go somewhere and go from the pool to the beach back to the pool.
I wish I could have let myself do that because of the situation that we were in this time where I'm like, okay, I like wouldn't have. I like to have a shitty hotel room so that it makes me not want to stay there all day. You know?
Yeah.
Or like a house that is like cool, but like I want to leave during the day and like go do stuff.
Yeah.
But here's my biggest takeaway from this specific trip.
Okay.
If you're staying in a house with 6+ people, you need to designate one bathroom for pooping.
Oh. Yeah. I mean,
every bathroom shouldn't be a pooping bathroom.
Okay.
On a trip.
But what if two people have to poop at the same time? You wait?
No. Your cycles need to unsync.
You can't have sync poop cycles.
No syncing.
Really?
Anti-sync.
Okay, I do have a question about this. Mm-hmm. Do you have like a set time you poop every day?
Sorry that I want to just preface before I talk about this. Every episode we do somehow end up talking about pooping.
Okay.
So, sorry. We never claim to be an anti-poop podcast.
I think normalize talking about poop.
Okay, well, I have never had any problem pooping, traveling, whatever. I poop like 5 times a day.
I feel like that is a problem.
No, they're great poops.
Poop 5 times a day.
They're great poops. I take a really great seed probiotic. Not an ad.
Sponsor.
Not an ad.
Okay.
Not an ad yet.
I love seed.
DSO1
daily probiotic.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. You're sponsored.
But I do love them.
Okay, first 4 days, I will tell you, do not leave your house. Make sure you have... I will say, do not... I was absolutely pillaged.
Well, the thing is, if you're already shitting 5 times a day, then you take seed. I'm sure it's going to really just rile things up even more in there. I don't think you should be pooping 5 times a day. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think you should say that you're a healthy pooper if you're pooping 5 times a day.
It's interesting you saying that because you don't know my poops. You don't know what kind of poop I'm having. I also don't.
Are they full poops?
Sometimes.
5 full poops a day.
It's normal and healthy to have a bowel movement anywhere between 3 times a week to 3 times a day.
Five every day.
Maybe not 5 every day. Maybe I exaggerated a little bit, but I want to remind everybody I have an apple and a cigarette for breakfast. I'm just kidding.
Because I said it's okay.
Because it's just one as a treat. No, I don't know. I eat really a lot
of
fiber.
I'm sorry I poop shamed you.
No
worries. I just want to say. But like, I know people that are like, I wake up, I poop.
Me.
Okay. But and then when does 2, 3, 4, 5 come in?
Like I have a big glass of water when I wake up.
Okay.
Head to the bathroom to check things out.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's okay in there. And then I have breakfast, a small breakfast usually, like an apple or a juice or something.
Yeah.
I head back in.
Okay.
I clock in one more time, then I clock out.
Yeah.
Around lunchtime or so, I have a coffee.
So it's after
around
every
one.
Single time you eat.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. My body is running at 100% efficiency. There's no wait time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that. I support you on this.
What kind of questions do you have for me about my bowels?
The what questions do you have for me thing stresses me out so very much.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
I've been a victim to it. By the squad.
Honestly, by who?
The squad.
Oh, yeah.
That says it.
I didn't even mean to.
It just happened.
Yeah, because some things like...
You just caught on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I that's why I hate when I listen to other people's stand-up stuff and I start adopting stuff or shows like Always Sunny or Curb Your Enthusiasm and I start talking. I'm like, that is not yours. Leave that over.
Yeah. There. But the thing is, I actually do think it's really funny. Like when it was happening to me, when I was being asked what kind of questions do I have,
yeah.
I couldn't stop laughing because I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where I can like banter.
Yeah.
And I was so lost on how to handle
this
interaction
one.
That it kind of left me at a loss,
yeah.
like a loss for words, which normally doesn't happen. And so I felt weird.
Yeah, it's
but
understandable.
It was hilarious.
It's a lot of pressure to keep up with banter as well when someone else is on a roll.
Because it felt like an inside joke.
Yeah.
And I was like kind of like, you know, on the outside.
Yeah.
And I was nervous. But it was really funny. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
To the squad.
It was past tense.
Well, in the moment when it was happening to me.
Yeah.
Is what I'm talking about.
There's a time
about.
And a place for what kind of questions you have for me.
Yeah.
I love when it's totally quiet. And then I want to, can we circle back really quick to this past weekend?
Yes.
Okay. So I was in charge of I was the planner basically like for a
you
lot of stuff.
You were the planner?
Yes.
Oh so my God. Who the fuck were you
I know,
with?
I know. Can you believe that?
That's insane
well,
of
because
them.
Everyone was very much into the relaxing vibe. And I'm like, if we have no activities planned, then we will not do anything. Like we're kind of getting out of
you're
that.
You're in Hawaii. You're
I know,
on
but we're kind of getting out of that. We're with a group of people. We're just there to drink type thing. Like we're kind of getting out of that phase where it's like, people brought books, you know, like
yeah.
people are
oh.
like, we went on runs, which like, you either die a hero or live long enough to exercise while you're on vacation. Like,
mm-hmm.
and that's who we became. And I was like, this is so weird, but it also made the days feel so long.
Yeah.
So I was like, we need activities. So I planned the first night we did a luau.
That's
so everyone
sweet.
Brought luau stuff. Second night we did disco theme. That was actually Logan's birthday.
Love.
And we all dressed in disco stuff. And then that night I made the reservation and everything was booked up. I was like, I'm just going to call a Mexican place in town and see if they can get us in. And I found one place. They weren't taking reservations. I'm like, that must mean a good thing. They had no photos online. Reviews were great. We pull up in our Uber and I go, oh, actually Hunter goes, oh, it's in a strip mall. It's in a strip mall.
Was it Schwartz and Sandy's?
It was.
Do you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I've okay. been.
It's
I've
in
went.
A strip mall.
It's in a strip mall and it's actually behind the strip mall too. Like it's hidden behind. It's.
I don't think strip mall necessarily means bad though.
It's that Schwartz and Sandy's, they're next to a pet store.
Schwartz and Sandy's is bad, I'm sure, but.
The inside's really cool, but.
Don't
yeah.
say that.
Oh. Team Ariana.
Nice.
We stand with you. But she'll know what it means. We spent one special night
no,
together.
No, you talked for like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways,
going.
So we pull in and it was absolutely, I don't know what even to compare it to here. It was just like not a good birthday night restaurant. And it was a very, very local town in Hawaii and they don't like love tourists.
Yeah.
We were dressed in disco theme. And we were their last seating and they were like clearly closing. But I was like, it was just like a horrible situation. But
Logan pissed.
No, we couldn't stop laughing. It was like the funniest thing ever. I don't know why I felt I need to tell that story.
Thank you for sharing. I'm happy that you told us.
Yeah.
Do you feel better?
I feel a little bit better to get that off my chest.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates.
so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
I'm happy for you to be the planner. That's a big move.
It was a big... I have an announcement to make. Brooke got 6 tickets for the 1975.
What'd she say?
I got 6 shitty tickets to the 1975.
Oh my God, we're going, squad. Squad takes the 1975.
Squadron.
Wow, I'm excited. Oh my God. I've always wanted to see the 1975.
I have seen them, weirdly, at a festival. And I...
What's your favorite song? One. Two, three.
Somebody Else.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's actually one of the best songs ever. Like, probably one of my all-time favorite songs.
Have
you heard the song Sex?
Have I heard the song Sex?
Holy shit.
Please.
Have you heard the song Robbers? Ever heard of it?
I've heard the song Robbers. This is all from Tumblr era, though. Like, I listened to this in, like, seventh grade when...
Sorry, I wasn't that cool in seventh grade.
No. That was just, like, what... And then when they started getting famous... This year, I was like, is this like a, or did they get like a second, is it like a small, like younger people that are doing like a cover band? Because I always remembered 1975 as like oldies. I thought it was like an OG band and it was like coming back on Tumblr because it was like retro.
Oh.
And so when they came, because I'd never seen their faces or anything. Yeah. That's why.
Why would you have?
I didn't look into it. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Last week, mm-hmm. we actually had a clip online. We were talking, Brooke brought up the point, do married people get the ick? Mm-hmm. Do you get the ick with code?
No, we actually talked about this on Insanely Chill once.
Did you? Oh, I was listening. I listened to that one.
I don't think that it's possible to get the ick when you've spent so long with someone. Like, at least not to the point where it's like you wouldn't like...
Congested, Kelsey. Like, don't. No. What were you saying?
But what did that help? Were you gonna
sneeze? I couldn't
sneeze?
Hear out of this ear, no, so I popped that ear. Okay, I just got the ick. I feel like I'm at the zoo. What was that?
Sorry, I was talking to you and you went. It made a little noise.
You heard that?
Yes, we all.
Wait, you could hear that? Yes. Do you think the mic caught that noise?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh
so
my
don't
God, I've done
say
that so
I
many
did the
times.
Ick, and then you made a whistle noise out of your nose.
No,
your
no,
ears.
No, it was my ear that made the whistle noise. I gotta get on ZocDoc, like today, because I didn't
you
know other people could hear that.
Bad.
I did that 10 times on the plane yesterday.
It just kind of sounds like a little mouse.
So there's
anyway. So no, I don't really get the.
If
ick.
I saw Stuart Little,
yeah,
stomp.
You'd stomp
you'd
him.
You'd have to scrape Stuart Little off the bottom of my shoe.
No. I feel like you would take such good care of him.
I wouldn't want a mouse talking to me.
Really?
Look
at that face.
I know.
He looks like Chili.
I love when girls post their boyfriend on his birthday and he's like, happy birthday to this one, and it's literally Stuart Little.
To this one?
To this one. to my rock, and it's literally Stuart Little in a sweater.
So cute. Come on. Wait, does he have a British accent?
Nah, he's American.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, that was the coolest thing ever when he was on like an actual like toy boat and he was racing the other toy boats.
He is the sweetest little guy.
This reminds me of Marcel the Shell because there were no others like him.
He's so sweet.
Why am I feeling
so emotional about Stuart Little?
I don't, because I think that he was of fighting an uphill battle for his whole existence, and I'm saying I'm going to stomp on him.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. On a boat.
I rebuke my earlier statement.
Thank you.
I would not stomp on him after reviewing a couple pics.
Absolutely not.
Of him on his little ship.
I know. He's so sweet. Anyway,
Jaws.
Don't get the ick.
Jaws.
God, sorry. No. Stop.
Why were there no other talking mice? Why did he have to... How come his parents went to the orphanage and adopted a mouse? No one's talking about
did
that.
They?
Wasn't that?
I thought he just showed up at their house.
Didn't he get adopted?
Well, while we're on the subject, Paddington? Ever seen that?
Hang on.
It's kind of crazy. Like, it's a bear.
Hey,
do you know what I mean?
What happened with Paddington again? Can you refresh?
So Paddington, I just watched this recently.
Oh, okay.
He grew up in like a rainforest and a zoologist type vibe. Those are his grandparents, actually. I believe it was aunt and uncle. I don't know.
Some relation.
Yeah, they're related to Paddington. And so like this scientist came and he basically taught his aunt and uncle or grandparents or whoever that is how to speak.
Wow.
And so then they had Paddington and Paddington learned how to talk in English.
No, that's okay.
And then the rainforest had an earthquake. Sorry, I couldn't remember what happened. Rainforest had an earthquake and Paddington had to get the fuck out of there. And his grandma, well, the guy died, the Papa Bear.
No.
Sorry. Spoiler, Papa Bear.
A bunch of people were
gone.
What the hell? I was going to watch Paddington tonight.
And the grandma and whoever sends him off. And this family takes him in. And for some reason, this family isn't like, this is kind of weird. It's a talking bear. Besides the dad. The dad's the only one that's like, what the fuck? Everyone else is like, we have to help this bear. Like, we have to help this talking bear. And so they just like bring him in. Poor guy doesn't know how to fucking brush his teeth. They're trying to teach him. Look at
him.
He loves the way it feels in his ear.
I bet it feels awesome.
No, it feels, you know what? It feels like a COVID test. Oh, then he drinks that. Does that, puts that on, goes around
for our audio
mess.
For our audio listeners, Paddington is making a mess.
And like everybody's like, and he's like, get this fucking bear out of my house. And everybody else is like, he doesn't have a home. And so like they almost send him away, but then someone Nicole Kidman tries to kill him.
Oh.
Bitch. Sorry. So they have to save him from Nicole Kidman, who's trying to skin him.
Alive.
I actually don't know. That might be a mashup of 101 Dalmatians at the end there, but she is trying to find him and kill him, I think.
No, not Nicole.
Yep, Nikki tries to kill Paddington. Trouble was looking
but
for
trouble,
him. What? Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, bitch. She's a
taxidermist.
Okay, here's the thing. There's other bears you can taxidermize. You don't have to do the talking one.
But I think the point was that he was the talking one.
She wanted to taxidermize the talking one?
Taxidermize. Yes, she wanted to taxidermize the talking one, obviously.
But then that kind of eliminates the thing that would make him cool.
I think that's the point.
She wanted to eliminate him.
Yeah. Anyway, amazing
I can't
but it's
blame
about
her.
Another
like,
animal
we,
that
we
talks.
We can't act like if we saw an animal talking to us, we wouldn't be like...
It would be like, what the fuck? But everybody's like, it's a bear. We have to help it.
Well, I like to think... I've said this so many times on this podcast. It's actually like probably like alarming. But I feel like at some point an animal's going to talk to me.
Okay.
And I feel like we don't talk enough. Like, we're always like, monkeys are so smart. Parrots speak full English.
Pigs are really smart.
You know, I had a pig.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I snuck a pig that I found on Craigslist into my parents' home.
Oh my God.
In high school. And I had it for 6 weeks secretly. Potty trained in the first day. And then my mom finally went into my room and found a pig in it. Go figure. And then was like, we can't have this here. And then I was like, no, but get to know Iggy a little bit. And she did, and they fell in love. And then someone, one of our asshole neighbors, called the POA on us and was like, they have livestock, which technically a pig is livestock. But it was so much smarter than...
Oh, my God.
So much smarter than our dog.
Did it not make a noise in your room for 6 weeks?
It did. It may have been shorter than 6 weeks. I think about it. That's a long time. That's like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skipping class.
Like his ears.
Skipping class and smoking cigarettes in his room. I forget how we got here.
What happened to Iggy?
Oh, it's funny. Okay, so this was like, again, around the time of when... cigarettes. It was around the time of when teacup pigs were like a thing, and you would see images right. all the time of like teacup pigs. And I was like, I want a teacup pig.
Right.
And so I found a teacup pig online. Teacup pigs don't exist.
They don't exist.
They're malnourished potbelly pigs.
Yeah.
You just feed them less and they don't grow. It's right. a form of malnourishment. I didn't
Terrible.
Know
Terrible. Yeah.
So when I finally found that out, my parents were like, oh, we need to give this to a... We lived in Texas, so it was like, we need to give this to a farm that can yeah. like, raise this pig.
Yeah.
So I give it to a farm. It was soccer season, so I didn't have time to go see it for a bit. And then when I finally go see it, they go, there's Iggy. Iggy was not a man. Iggy was a woman the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
Oh.
Because when I saw her, mm-hmm. she was the size of a Volkswagen Jetta on her side with 800 nipples, and she was breastfeeding about 1,000 puppies. By puppies, I mean baby pigs. Piglets, as they say, some say.
Oh my God, that's a sight to see.
It was the
was
most...
it jarring?
I was like, that's not the pig. That's not my pig. They go, that's your pig.
Mm.
That's your pig. I'm like, okay, I'm, no,
your,
I don't
that's
even...
That's your baby girl right
this
there.
This will be the last time I visit. She seems like she's doing just fine.
Can you still see it? Like,
it's,
in your...
Yeah,
is it like
was
burnt
like,
in there?
It was like the most... monstrous beast I've ever seen.
Really?
And I was like, you deceived me mm-hmm. while I was malnourishing you.
Yeah.
By the
yeah.
way, I rebuke the malnourishment of an animal. I was unaware.
He didn't know.
That is what it looked like. That is what my pig looked like.
Yeah, but she wasn't getting any love from
oh,
you,
I
that's
couldn't...
for sure.
Uh-uh.
You couldn't go near that thing?
No, I was scared of it.
Yeah. It's pretty big. That's a big boy right there.
Yeah.
Big lady.
Yeah, so...
Do you like... Are you scared of pigs?
No,
normally?
Not at all. I'm not really scared of any animal.
Really?
Because I could probably talk... They'll probably talk to me at some point.
Okay, Connor Doolittle.
Yeah.
Wait, I am scared, if you want to know.
Yeah, no, I do.
I'm scared of possums.
Really?
Oh,
Why?
Yeah. I mean, they're terrifying. Have you ever looked one in the eyes?
Have you looked one in the eyes when it's not hissing at you and showing its teeth?
It doesn't matter. They're disgusting.
I had a homeless guy that lived next to me when I first moved here, and he had a pet possum, and he swaddled it like a baby, and he would always let me hold it. Hindsight is 50-50. Shouldn't have held the homeless man's possum.
I was like really on board. Like for a second, I was like, that's really sweet. Like he held the possum like a baby. Thinking about you approaching and being like, can I hold the little guy?
I have a photo.
I hate that.
I have a photo of that.
Oh my God. That's crazy of you. That poor possum. Actually, justice for possums, I guess. Because now I'm like...
Cute. Are you kidding me?
Look at it.
Now, the one thing about possums is their hands.
And their
Those
tails.
Those are scary.
Thank you.
The possum...
Their nails and their tails.
And they also play dead really well.
They're...
And when they die, they pee. So it looks like they're actually like punctured. So that's alarming. But once they feel safe around you, like the one that I was swaddling... did, it's a really special thing. It's a bond. That
just get a dog.
It's a brunette and a blonde with an inseparable bond. And my
no, I just think that possums are very frightening. And you know, I don't know what else I'm scared of.
Tell me.
Monkeys and like any sort of primate, from like monkeys to gorillas, like anything in that realm.
That makes sense. So you would never do that Rwanda trip where you hike up and there's the silverback gorillas and
are we
walk
just
through.
Am I like amongst them?
You walk through.
No.
And you have a guide.
No.
And sometimes they grab your ankles and drag you into the woods. And you're just supposed to let them because they are the royalty in that situation.
This is
to me,
this
that
has
like,
given
that,
me like
it seems like a billionaire activity. Like I'm so bored. I'm a billionaire. What should we do this afternoon? Let's go to Rwanda.
Listen, do you know how to say it?
I can't.
Both times can were you a little say iffy. Rwanda.
Okay, so you actually just say it how it's spelled. Rwanda.
Yeah.
Rwanda.
Yeah, have you ever seen Hotel Rwanda?
Kukumba.
Great, great movie.
Kukumba. Have you guys seen that?
What the fuck Kukumba. Is happening? What is that?
Can we look up cucumber song really quick? And then this is we can, it's not copyrighted. We can listen to it on main. I want to, can we end with this? And then I want to, we can, oh wait, are you going to save for bonus?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Here all day.
Guys, we got Kelsey Coe for bonus. You're here for like a full blown 8-hour shift.
I know. I need to clock in at some point. I haven't done that
yet.
You
should. Yes, it is Maccabee. Hello, it's Maccabee. And this is the Kukumba remix. Kukumba.
Let's hear it from the professionals.
Yeah, let's
okay?
leave it to them. Him.
Welcome to Maccabee's Medical Mondays.
Yeah. Welcome oh, no, not the remix.
No,
sorry.
Leave it.
No. You have to hear the original.
I just think it's because I'm like a DJ wife. I love a good remix.
Oh. You're killing it, babe. It's on the right. The original.
Wait, I like when it was like, what, welcome.
Well, you need to hear how it was conceived. Let's try this one.
Welcome to Maccabee's Medical.
Ah.
Welcome to Maccabee's Medical Monday. Today it's all about this, the cucumber.
Yeah.
Or as they call it in Jamaica, cucumber. Cucumber. Vitamins, minerals, very high number, silica, hair and nails get longer. Other vitamins make your bones them stronger. Anti-wrinkle make you look younger. 95% water, kidney cleanser, great hydrator, detox, fiber, good regulator. Give your body good things.
Don't be a traitor.
Get the cucumber, cut it in a slice. Put it in a jug of water overnight. You know what you get for a fraction of the price? Energy drink full of electrolyte. Roaring salad is one of the user as a base for your vegetable juice. Another surprise, put a slice on your eyes, take away the dryness, revitalize. Oh yes, one thing I have left, cucumber can also help with bad breath, wash away the bacteria
what?
That cause the odor. Cucumber water instead of soda. A Maccabee Medical Monday.
Maccabee Medical
wow,
Monday.
I actually learned so much.
Cucumber, and actually put it in a jug of water overnight, revitalize.
Totally couldn't agree with you more on that. That's crazy.
It's in the bad breath thing is fascinating. And that's
really
why
is.
So many of those like infused waters have cucumber and they like actually help your breath.
Oh my God.
I made that up. Sorry.
Well, no. I mean, I think you're right. That's kind of what he was going for there.
Thank you, Maccabee.
Thanks, Maccabee.
Well, I think we roll into bonus. What is it called? Close friends. Sorry. What's the show that I've been doing for 2 years called?
Roll into bones.
We're going to roll our bones over to the close friends episode with Kelsey Coe. She's going to stay, which is awesome.
That felt sarcastic.
No, it is awesome because this morning I woke up. Well, when Ryan called me yesterday, I thought I was doing this by myself and
yeah.
I actually was like
I was
biting
worried.
My nails off.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm just going to have to figure out how to talk. Maybe I'll take a bunch of shrooms and like it will just, I'll just talk and talk and talk.
I wouldn't have left you hanging.
But,
here I am.
She's here for another hour with us. So come over to Close Friends if you're not signed up yet.
Yes. Sign up right now.
TMGstudios.tv /Brooklyn Connor.
BNC McKinney.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Love you, Con.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye.
This week on Close Friends.
It's crazy to hear from the Oscar Mayer team that their wieners are not beef. Your uncured wieners are for sure hooves. Kelsey, is that an uncured wiener in your pocket? It's an uncured wiener,
it's an
isn't
uncured
it?
Wiener. Imagine us driving down PCH. No sense.
Kelsey, did you bring that lighter? I want to... Whoa! Shit, Kelsey, are you okay? Kelsey! Did you see Paul McCartney?
I never saw him. I did meet him, though, once.
What did he smell like? I think he would smell like dust.
No, he doesn't smell like dust. Why? How old do you think these guys are?
Ooh, I want to wrap myself in Paul McCartney's skin. Not in a weird way, in a soft, fleshy way. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.